This week, I'm trying to develop a different way to commemorate those that died in the First World War. To do this, I'm looking at life 100 years ago. At that time, just before the war, the national headlines were taken up by two themes: Home Rule for Ireland and women's suffrage. Today, I'm talking about suffrage and when that national issue became a local one. In December 1913, a number of suffragettes came to Plymouth. They were waiting for Emmeline Pankhurst, who was due to return from a speaking tour in New York. She was expected to land in Ocean Quay, but was intercepted, arrested, and taken off to Exeter Jail. The suffragettes, incensed by this, rioted and deliberately set fire to a timber yard. Now, next to the timber yard was Hancock's World Fair. This was a fairground which travelled, well, not quite all the way around the world, but certainly around Devon and Cornwall in the summer months, and settled in Plymouth for the winter. Unfortunately, as it was mostly made of wood, the fire in the neighbouring lumber yard quickly spread to the fairground, causing most of it to be damaged or destroyed, including a railway ride, hobby horses and swing boats. Thankfully, no one was injured or killed, but the family who owned the fairground were not insured and so lost everything. But all was not lost. A public appeal was started. Donations were received from all over the United Kingdom, including one from Her Majesty Queen Alexandra, the Queen Mother. So the fair was able to reopen in time for Christmas just 3 weeks later. My take-home message for today is: our ancestors, the ones we commemorate from the Great War, the ones we see in the library footage dying, they loved fairgrounds, they loved justice, and, well, they weren't afraid to give. Thank you, and God bless.